When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Oh, this was a good one, folks. This time on Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, we catch up with former Magic player, current Dallas Maverick, certainly one of our favorites of all time, J.J. Redick, stops by here on Magic Pod Squad. Of course, we get into his time in Orlando. His first seven NBA seasons were right here in City Beautiful. We discussed that finals run in 2009. Some great stories along the way with that. And was that 2009-10 team that lost to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, was that team, was that roster possibly better than that 2009 finals team? So JJ breaks that all down for us. Also, he's the host of a very popular podcast, Old Man and the Three. So we get into that. And life for JJ Redick as a dad. He's got two young boys, and he's been away from his family for quite some time due to the COVID pandemic. So we break that all down for you. Lots to get into, great stories, and a lot of laughs with former Magic player JJ Redick.
And this podcast is brought to you by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. And with that, we welcome in a familiar face, old friend J.J. Redick, kind enough to join us. First of all, J.J., that's our one sponsor, but we're very happy with our sponsor. You have many, and you do, your reads are amazing on those things.
Though, that's my favorite part.
Right?
That's my favorite part of the podcast.
Did I do okay? Did I do okay on the read there to get us started?
I mean, it wasn't much of a read as it was just a tagline. Let's give Kia credit.
Look at you.
Great cars. I do enjoy the reads. I especially enjoy when the client wants us to use a more personalized approach to the reads.
Yes.
Especially, we've done some ads for Hello Tushy, which
yes.
is a removable bidet that you attach to your toilet. So those uh-huh. reads are always fun. Tommy and I have a good time with them. The challenge is always, how do we keep a straight face for this?
Yes, correct. And I would like to know, how do you do that?
Okay. What's the other one? El Guapo or one of those guys? I think they used it.
Oh, that's the Grand Theft Auto, right?
Oh, that's what it is.
One. That's right. That's a great one as well.
That's right.
Oh, the GTA. Yeah. The yes. GTA one. Those are good. Those are good. I haven't gamed in 11 years, but they're good.
But they're good ones. Well, I guess we'll start with anything new in the last couple of weeks. anything going
how
on?
How are you feeling, JJ? How are you feeling? How's the foot? How are you feeling? We haven't seen you on the floor for a while because you've been banged up and traded. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm gonna try to practice tomorrow. It'll be my nice. First live practice. This will be Saturday. I'll try to practice. And then hopefully if all goes well, I'll be available to play in one of the next couple of games and just go from there. This is unfortunately just an injury that I'm going to have to consistently monitor for the foreseeable future. So It's tough, man. I was talking to a player earlier today that had a similar injury a few years ago. And it's like, you feel some days you feel 60 years old, you know, because if I sit for too long, or if I, you know, especially when I drive a car, like even if it's like a 10-minute drive, you get out of the car and you're like, oh my gosh, and, you know, you start limping for a good 50 yards before it loosens up. So, just working through that. But in terms of life changes, guys, I mean, yeah, like we're in year 15 now on my sixth team. I feel like I've had a pretty stable career, but this is my second trade. So I've been fortunate to only been traded twice.
Did you ever think 15 years, JJ, that is a long time. I would think as players, you guys look at each other and go, hey, like if I can get, when you first come in the league, maybe if I can get 8 or 9 years, that would be a really solid career. I mean, you're double that now. You're almost 15, 16, you're 15 years in. Right. That's crazy to think.
Yeah. I remember when I was a free agent, my first time with Orlando. So I was coming off my rookie deal. I was a restricted free agent. And at the time you could sign 5-year deals. So I really wanted to sign a 5-year deal. I thought I could get somewhere in the mid-level range. I ended up signing a 3-year deal with Chicago and, you know, with their cap space. But the reason I thought about that 5-year deal, cause I was like, you know, looking out, projecting out, that'll take me to age 31. I'm a guard, you know, that's a solid 9-year career, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
And I've had a really good back nine, you know, I've had a really good
no
back
question.
Nine, to use a golf analogy. So still putting the ball around. And I'm, you know, I'm probably on 17 or 18 right now, but it's been a good run. I'm very fortunate that I've been on some great teams and been around some great people like the two of you. You know, it's for me, when I get done, I'll obviously remember games and specific moments of my career on the court, but the relationships that I've been able to build over 15 years is really special to me.
Well, same here. I mean, we haven't changed our clocks since 2013 when you got traded. So it's still the same around here. But take us back to your first 6+ years here in Orlando. JJ, I mean, bursting onto the scene, coming to a new city, starting an NBA career. What do you think back of mostly, you know, with your time here? And I guess, what do you miss about Orlando?
Besides us, right. I just
noticed the Tom Brady jersey in the background, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Do you have any mixed feelings about that still hanging up?
Not whatsoever. No, this is a problem because with George, because I cheered for Tom the whole way.
He cheered for Tampa. JJ, he cheered for Tampa Bay. This guy, diehard Patriots, all of a sudden he had a second favorite team. He's 40 something years old. He has a second favorite team now all of a sudden.
That's very rare in Boston sports, I feel like.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Still a Patriots fan, but I'm going to cheer for Tom till the end of time. I mean, you of all people can appreciate what that guy is doing and continues to do, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's remarkable. I don't know how he's still going. And you know, in our sport, even like to see LeBron, of course, CP the other night, in year, I guess he's in year 16 now, LeBron's in 18. There's been a bunch of athletes, over the last few years that have just had these incredible runs in their 30s. And we've all sort of taken advantage of the science and the nutrition and, probably better equipment. You know, I think we probably have better shoes than they did back in the 60s. More much supportive, more supportive.
Chuck Taylors were nice. So, yeah.
To answer your question, I think you asked me what do I miss about Orlando?
But you worked in Tom Brady though. That was great. I like
that. What do I miss about Orlando? The ravenous pig. I miss the ravenous pig.
Nice.
I'm not even sure, you know, what the restaurant scene is like these days. Someone told me the other day that Luma on Park Avenue closed.
Yes.
Which was a little sad for me to hear because that is the location where I proposed to Chelsea.
In
2000, 12 years ago. Yeah, she was hosting my 25th birthday party and we were down in their little private room in the basement dropping off some wine and everybody kind of like left the room and it was just me and her and I got down on one knee and I proposed. I had such a good 7 years in Orlando. and obviously a lot of the teammates and coaches and front office people are all different now. Right. But I think when you, and I've carried this after leaving Orlando, but when you sort of buy in to a community and you give and the community gives to you, like you just have this special relationship. And I've tried to do that in every place that I've played. And Chelsea and I have tried to do that in every place that I've played. You know, we want to be members of our community, not just stopping over to play some basketball. And we really just totally bought into that in Orlando. And so that's what I miss the most, is just the community. Central Florida is just a really special place with a lot of special people. Obviously miss, you know, the biggest moments of my playoff career were in Orlando as well, in terms of making the conference finals in 2010 and making the finals in 2009. Haven't gotten back to that level. You know, I've only been to the second round since then. So from a basketball standpoint, that's what I miss, you know, playing those high level basketball games that we played early on in my career there.
You know, George, I've heard JJ say it a few times, and I don't know that I've asked you why, but you've mentioned that 2009-2010 team was better than the 08-09 team, right?
You good, guys, because I've agreed with that.
Have you agreed with that?
100%.
Because that other 100%. Team, you know, that other team went to the finals, but that, you know, then the next year, you just cruised right through the first two rounds. Why was that team better, and what happened with Boston?
Well, I stand by that. So the regular season records were the same. I think both teams were 59 and 23.
59 and 23.
The second year in 2010, we finished the regular season, I think it was like 33-8 over our last 41. And then we obviously swept the first two rounds.
Right.
And so we had a 41-8 run, which is pretty damn good. So that's the best run I've been on any team. And the East, you know, was very top heavy back then with LeBron in Cleveland and the big three in Boston. So I think from a competitive standpoint, you know, in terms of what we were facing, it was really hard. And in terms of what happened with Boston, I think we're all still trying to figure that out. You know, they got us those first two games in Orlando, and when you have home court advantage and you've got to go play in Boston, you get, you know, you lose two at home, you got to get those two games back in Boston, which in a playoff atmosphere with that team was tough to do. And we battled our way back. We forced a game six, but you can't, it's hard to recover from losing those first two games. We had a very, we didn't play great in game one. We had a chance to win that. We fought back, you know, it was a low scoring game. I think we were down 5 or 4 and Rashard kicked to me with like 2 or 3 minutes left, and I shot a three from the right wing in and out. And I still, there's like a few shots in my career where I still think about that shot. Like, what happens if I make that shot? Maybe we end up winning game one. Maybe we play in the finals. And you know, Doc talks all the time. You need some luck, right, to win a championship. And it's not to say the champion is lucky. It's just you need things to break your way. And sometimes that comes down to one play. And we saw that, of course, in 2009 in the finals.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah. With Courtney Lee, you know, missing the layup at the end of game two. A series of plays at the end of game four where we could have tied it up 2-2. You know, they come down. Kobe comes down with 40 seconds to go, does a ridiculous spin and throws it behind his head to Pau Gasol, who dunks it to cut it to three. We don't score. Derek Fisher hits a three to send it to overtime. Either of those plays breaks our way. Hey, maybe we tie it up 2-2, and maybe we have a championship in 09. So again, you're it's funny. You get to 15 years in the NBA and you can distill your career down to like 5 or 6 plays one way or another. And there's a lot of guys, you know, who played a long time that have won maybe a couple championships that probably could look at it from the other lens and saying, these are the plays that went right. And now I've got two rings or three rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But in 2010, and Dante and I, we've talked about this, I felt we were better than I was looking ahead, which was probably obviously not the smart thing to do, but I felt we were clearly better than the Lakers that year. There wasn't as much, you know, the first year we went to the finals, obviously in that first game, this, the awe of being in the finals,
right?
I mean, am I wrong in saying that, JJ?
Yeah, I think that's true. We were 2-0 against the Lakers in the regular season that year. Can we talk about the fact that 2010, like, it seems so long ago.
Yes, exactly right.
The
I know.
The world has changed so much.
So much. I haven't left my house since 2014. It's crazy. It's unbelievable.
I know. Well, the last year is the equivalent of like 7 years, but.
It is.
I think the team in 09, to me, was an underdog. We didn't have home court in the second round against Boston, even though they didn't have KG. We were still the underdog in that series. Cleveland has home court in the conference finals. They've got LeBron. I think they were 66-16 or 67-15 that year. They're the clear favorites in that series. To an extent, of course, the Lakers are the favorite. They had been to the finals the year before and lost against Boston. So they're the favorite in that series. And then in 2010, we weren't necessarily the favorites, but we didn't have that underdog aura and mentality.
Couldn't sneak up on anybody.
And we had gotten Boston the year before. And you know, they bum rushed us this first few games.
No, they certainly did.
I thought JJ was going to say his favorite part about being in Orlando was when we asked him to put a smoking jacket on.
Yeah.
And answer people's like dating advice.
He might have got that right out of his.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like you guys were a little bit ahead of your time. Like, had we been doing that? Right. Sorry, now? I don't know if now. TikTok and IG and Twitter. Like, there were some moments there that would have went viral. I mean, I wish I had some of those clips.
We've been looking. And for some reason, I don't know why they didn't decide to keep. They thought the stuff we were doing was garbage, apparently.
Yeah.
But for those that are listening, JJ had a red smoking jacket in front of a fireplace, and he would just throw out a line. I would never put cumin on that. And that was it. And it was a series of those kind of things. That you're right, JJ. That's the kind of stuff that people eat up nowadays.
Yeah, we were content creators before content creators were a thing.
Yes, we were. And sadly for us, that was the peak of our mediocre career. Right there, all the way back during that time. Since then, you know, you've left here, you've got a family. I mean, how about JJ, the family man? I mean, it's different being a dad, man. And I'm a girl dad, you're a boy dad, but just day-to-day life and different for you. You don't get to see him as much as you want. You're playing during the season and COVID and all that. But, boy, does life change you when you're a parent, doesn't it?
I think it grounds you. It gives you perspective. I have felt less pressure, probably. I've probably relaxed a little bit more in terms of my psycho attention to detail and competitiveness, even to a degree, not in a bad way, but it's not that the kids soften you up. They just provide you with a little perspective about what's important. And, you know, your priority does change to a degree. And I've prided myself on being a professional and putting in the work and being a good teammate and doing all those things. But I mean, the reality is basketball is no longer my number one priority. You know, my family is, my kids are, Chelsea is. And I also don't think it's a secret that, you know, or it's coincidence that the best years of my career have been since I've become a dad. Because, you know, you can fall into the mental grind of the season, the ups and downs, and those downs can prolong a little bit. But when you have kids, you know, you come home, they don't care if you went 2-for-10. They do not care. They're just happy to spend some time with dad. But this year, I'll tell you, so this year, you know, we spent 2 months in the bubble, basically, when you count the quarantine time in market in New Orleans prior to the bubble. So 2 months without them. I just spent 3 months without them in New Orleans and, you know, probably going to be another 2 or 3 months here in Dallas without them. So 8 months in a year without your kids and without Chelsea has been tough. It's been a tough year. You know, and COVID restrictions and Knox being in kindergarten now, like it's made it the travel part very difficult.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And how has Chelsea been dealing with that? I mean, she's the one that's still home with the boys.
Yeah, again, I had low expectations for how she would deal with it.
Is that right?
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Just keep them breathing. Is that what you're hoping for?
No. I mean, in terms of being, I mean, just in terms of just the challenge of being a single parent is very difficult. Yeah. And you know, we at times we kind of have had like we have like off and on childcare. So like a lot of times, like legitimately, she is like a single parent, sure. And she's far exceeded any. I mean, she's been a rock star. And you know, I came back from the bubble, and she's like the first night I remember she was like, "Watch what happens in the morning." She didn't even tell. She's like, "Don't. I'm not going to tell you what happens." So I'm like, "All right." So we wake up. I'm like, "I don't hear the kids." And she's like, "Yeah, they don't get out of bed till 7. So like 7:15, they come downstairs and they're fully dressed. And
wow. Like
she trained them while I was in the bubble.
That's unbelievable.
And then I leave after Thanksgiving, and she just like randomly, she's just like, "You know what? I'm going to get my real estate license and I'm going to get recertified in Pilates." So right now she's doing real estate out in Suffolk County in Long Island, and she's teaching Pilates. She has, you know, she has a window on Thursday. She only wants to teach 1 day a week. So she teaches 10 to 2 every nice. Thursday, has a wait list. So she's killing it, man. She's killing it.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Did you ever get those? I remember being on the West Coast, and George has gone through this too. And
I just got went a call, through it last week.
Yeah.
By the way.
I got a call at 4:30.
Yep.
Your daughter won't put on underwear. You get those, right? Does she call you? She must call you.
Yeah, I call it the end of the world text. It's end of the world text. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
On those long, they don't really happen on the 2-game road trips or the 1-game road trips. Like prior to this year, obviously, I don't know when to expect them now because I'm just gone all the time. But in general, in the NBA life, on the longer road trips, you can bank on day 4 or 5 getting one of those texts. The kids are horrible. I can't stand them.
You're exactly right. Did you decide what to do? Maybe it's a better question for George, but did you decide what to do with all the art they bring home? Because I want to, I just, it's been a struggle for me. I want to keep it all. Lana puts it right in the trash.
I can give you a tip. What do you keep? If you want a tip, I have a tip. My wife, Laura, she figured this out on her own. You know, she kept everything for a little bit. You can pass this along to Chelsea. This is free. Okay. She kept everything for a little bit. And then instead of, physically keeping it, she just started taking pictures of everything and keeping it on a flash somewhere.
Okay.
And then that way, if there was something really special, obviously you keep it, but let's be honest, they're not Picasso.
No, but there's nothing worse.
There's nothing worse than
your kid putting something in the trash on top of her. But then you can put
everything in the garbage at that point.
I like it. That's a good idea.
Have it digitally. It's saved and you have it.
I think that's a solid way to do it. So with Knox, when we remodeled our apartment, we had a bunch of his artwork framed and hung above their couch in the room.
Okay.
Nice.
And Kai was like, I don't even think he was two. No, maybe he was two. He was two when we moved in. So he didn't have a ton of artwork. So we kind of like left him out of the wall collage.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with us throwing things away. So Knox is like, he's like OCD like me.
Yeah.
So he sees and knows everything. Mm, and
exactly.
Like when he builds a Lego set,
yeah.
You gotta leave the Lego. Like you can't put the Lego set, even if it's not like from a box. Like he'll do the custom creations, and he'll put it somewhere, and you're like, I can't like move this. I've got to ask him, where do I put this? Where is this needed to go? So Chelsea keeps all the good stuff for sure, all the good stuff. And I mean, like this is a little bit of a humble brag, but like Knox actually is pretty artistic. He hasn't shown an affinity to sports yet. So he's super into art and he takes chess lessons and piano lessons.
In the
span of when I was in New Orleans, before I left, he could play a couple ditties like Mary Had a Little Lamb. And then when I got back, when I was hurt and in New York post All-Star break, the piano teacher came over Thursday morning for his lesson. And at the end of the lesson, I heard For Elise, the Beethoven song.
He's playing that now.
And I'm like, so Knox comes downstairs and the lesson's over. And I was like, Knox, who was playing that? Was that Scott or was that you? And he's like, oh no, that was me. I was like, Scott didn't play anything the whole time. Like, no, that was me.
That's incredible.
He's getting good. He's getting good. We're making him stick with it because there's days he's six. He's six. So there's days where he's like, I don't want to do piano. Maybe he doesn't drop the F-bomb, but he's
we got full autonomy in a rental.
All right, well then maybe you have to keep everything because the Knox stuff may be worth something someday.
I don't know about that.
But the hardest thing too is I didn't play any instruments, right? Or I wasn't an artist and growing up sports, so now you got the same thing with Olivia. She loves art. So now to foster that when I have zero understanding of that has been a challenge, but it's fun, isn't it, to see them dive into something that we don't really know that much about.
I would say with both my kids, I don't want to put any pressure on them to play basketball. I've told them that, when they're ready and they can ask to do it, like Knox asked if he could do soccer this summer. So we're like, sure, do soccer.
Okay.
That's great. He's also doing robot camp where he learns how to build robots.
Yeah.
he's doing an art camp. So those are the three camps he's doing. So we're like, go do soccer. But I don't want to put any pressure on my kids to play sports and specifically basketball. I just want them to, like, we're parents, right? We just want them to find something that they enjoy doing, that they're passionate about, that they stick with, that they learn how to develop diligence and grit and all those things. That's all that's important. I mean, if Knox never shoots a 3-pointer in a high school game, I really don't care.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing better.
You better get him to build you a robot. He can bring you like a beer out to the pool.
That's exactly.
That's what I was going.
We had Chris Paul's son is really bright, and we had this body guy Behrens, who would work on us or whatever when we were at the Clippers, and like Behrens and I were sitting in the tunnel after the game, and we were like watching little Chris, and little Chris was like, he's like very observant, he's a lot like Knox, like very observant, he sees everything, whatever. And Behrens was like, man, he's like, the world doesn't need any more athletes. The world needs more engineers and architects, or something along those lines. And I was like, yeah, it's true. And that I think true. About that with my kids, like, do we need more athletes? I don't know.
That's great. I'll leave it to Behrens.
We need somebody to figure out climate change. That's what we need.
Yes, there's bigger issues. That's what we
great
need.
Point.
Well, there's nothing better than being a parent. You're right. And the wives are rock stars. Two more things. We know we got to get you out of here. 3-4-2 Productions, right? Old Man in the Three podcast. I mean, your versatility, by the way, George, you've seen this, right? I mean, he went from Colin Sexton. In 3 weeks, he went from Colin Sexton to Adam Scott, of course, the golf legend, to Ethan Brown, beyond meat, right? I mean, the versatility of your guests. And what do you enjoy most about 3-4-2 Productions and the people you've met?
And who snags all these guests? Are you getting?
Who's
getting these people? That's what I want to know.
I know a lot of people, and Tommy knows a lot of people. We also Kylie, who works for us, yep. works with us. You know, she reaches out sometimes, and then we'll have CAA, my agency, reach out sometimes.
Okay.
So like, you know, just between all the contacts, we reach out. But the fun part is like keeping people on their toes. Cause look, at the end of the day, we are a basketball centric podcast, and mm-hmm. we're going to talk hoops. But it is fun to sort of branch out. And we honestly do that as much for ourselves as for the listener. Cause I really enjoy those conversations. And so we've had this leadership series, and we randomly named it the leadership series because David Rubenstein, who is the founder of the Carlyle Group, he's a private equity guy, billionaire, huge philanthropist. He reached out to us and was like, hey, can I come on the podcast? And we're like, great, come on the podcast. And we're like, how do we frame this? Like, how do we make this a thing? So we were like, let's do a leadership series. So Ethan Brown came out today. He's the sixth person in that leadership series. Right, but even before we officially named the leadership series, we had Stacey Abrams on, we had Andrew Yang on,
we had
Coach K on, who would be perfect, to kind of call it that. So we've done a bunch of these guests. My favorite of the leadership series, my two favorites have been Brian Stevenson, who founded the Equal Justice Initiative, and whose memoir Just Mercy became a Hollywood film starring Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan, and then Bob Iger, the chairman of Disney, former CEO. He's just a rock star. I mean, unbelievable guy. So it's been fun. It's been fun.
And we were turned down by Carrot Top. You hear those names that he had?
But we got JJ. That's all.
Oh,
we did get JJ.
All right, last thing, you end all your podcasts with the draft, which is awesome. Yeah. We're not going to do a draft. We end our show with a segment called Grind My Gears. It's a chance for George and I to vent, right?
What grinds your gears, JJ? That's what I want to know.
What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears? Man, there's a lot of things that grind.
Just to give you a little context, like for me, when I'm talking to someone on the phone and they're eating, there is nothing that bothers me more than that. There's nothing.
Interesting.
Right? Does anything say I could care less about your time than someone doing that?
Well, he's got to go in like 30 seconds here, so we're close to it.
Think about it. There you go. Chop on that while you answer.
It's actually turmeric gummies.
Very nice.
Inflammatory response gummy. There you go.
That's good for coming.
Not
back.
The gummy with THC, just to be clear. I go back to driving every time somebody asks me about pet peeves.
Yeah, so, sure.
I'm not saying I've never honked at another car that's not moving, but there should be at least like a 3 to 5 second delay from the time the light turns green until you honk. Because there's an understanding, like generally speaking, a lot of us, we look at our phones or we're changing the dial. Maybe we're looking in the mirror at a red light, right?
Right, so, yeah, absolutely, sure.
I'm gonna look every 5 seconds at the light. Okay. If the light turns green and then you honk at me because I haven't started going, that seems a little ridiculous. So there's got to be like a 3 to 5 second gap of that. The other thing I would say, you know, we lived in Austin for three off seasons, and I've been back in Dallas now for about a week, and have driven around, and I totally forgot how crazy the frontage roads are in Texas off the interstate.
Okay, gotcha.
And so they're very confusing, and not knowing my way around Dallas and using my phone as a navigation system, it's complicated things. So frontage roads would probably be my second thing.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
And getting beeped at while you're at the light.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it, JJ. It's always great to see you. Give our best to the family, and good luck in Dallas. We know you're headed to the postseason for the 14th time, which will be unbelievable, and we'll catch up here down the road.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I'll send you the smoking jacket.
All right. Thanks. Please, if you still have it, give it to me. All right. Later, guys.
See you, buddy.
You got it. See you, guys.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.